Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Welcome to the Friends.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
I like the way to be rock. I damn so like the way you knock. I damn so like I make him drop. To the floor, then pull it back up top. And I like what I do on my laptop. And I like getting money, hope it don't stop. And I do all my work every time I crop. Like a field on Queen Sugar, oh stop. I then brought up a show on own that I am not even fucking on. But I would like to be on in a role where I act with Rep Angel. Cause I like how he hits on the angles. And I feel like I could triangle the relationship and bring a new dynamic to the bullshit. It's time to get with it. And then the beat change and you hop on to it. And then you do the shit. You make sure you get into it. And it feel ass all the way and through it. Go.
Well, we all going through it in the friend zone. Back another week. So go and put down your phone. Unless you're listening on the iPhone. Then tweet us and let us how you doing. So it's another week to clean your brain, make that shit on fleek, and then you're saying something smart and something fresh. Fran, go ahead and do that shit.
Oh my, y'all thought that was Fran.
I bet people jumped up at the
please don't get in the car today, y'all. I'm fucking with us.
Fran was like
I was going to try something. I was like, nah. Oh, no.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was a good one. I had to do that to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Friend Zone. Here we are back again. Mm-hmm. I think some of y'all might hear some unfamiliar voices, but before we tell y'all about that, Dustin, what are the people doing here? Why are they listening to the Friend Zone?
Because... and I quote, this is the Friend Zone. It's your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene, because who in the hell would like to have a musty brain?
I know not me.
Who in the hell?
Who in my
wants a musty brain?
Wants a musty brain? For those of y'all
never
that
be
are
the same.
You be peeking their speakers.
Okay. Speaking of peeking the speakers, if you listening real hard and you hear some voices that you haven't heard before, well, first of all, I know I hear Fran over there. Because for those of y'all that thought y'all were hearing her, but y'all didn't hear her sing, she is actually here, I promise.
Right. Right. That was the lovely Dustin.
Okay. Now people are going to be like, is Fran even there? Fran, what's going on with you? You looking good today.
Thank you.
Where coming from?
Home. Right.
I want to know what's going on over there.
That's a place where there's love overflowing. And most people wish they could go home. Most people wish they could go back there to the things that they've been knowing. Wind that makes the tall grass bend into leaning. Suddenly the raindrops of fall have a meaning.
You got me feeling weary over here, okay. You're going to have to.
Yes, weary.
Oh, your soul.
Right, we'll get into Solange's new album at some point.
Oh, yes.
We'll do that.
But you guys are hearing a very special voice.
Mm-hmm. A very beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm. Right. Would you like to say hello, Miss?
Hello, the Friend Zone. Oh my God, I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so happy that you're here.
I can't believe we got Shameless Maya in the building.
Yay! Finally.
I listen to you guys all the time.
She really does. You know,
I really do.
You know how I know that it's real? Because I woke up this morning and Maya was in the other room and her morning routine I hear Dustin and Asante. Like, your voices woke me up. And I was like, what is going on? Why are Dustin and Asante in my living room?
Girl, you thought we was going to be in there making breakfast, didn't you? Okay?
She was listening to y'all while beating her face.
Aww. That's the routine. Yeah. That's how you know it's real. And I listen. And
thank
I'm
you,
like,
Maya.
I wish the people could see how you're looking today, right? Too, Maya, because...
The gorgeousness.
Man, you didn't waste a minute today, I'm telling you.
They can totally see how she looks when they go over to her amazing YouTube channel. Yes. Shameless Maya.
Let's plug it in.
The only one.
Eat me. And I'm going to have you guys on there because you don't ever show your faces. But again.
Okay. Recurring. Okay.
The bird and the bee. Again and again. Okay. And again and again.
Back like a what? Cycle.
My God.
We ain't going to get through this today.
We got to get through it.
Maya, tell the people before we get started where they can find you everywhere.
You can find me on YouTube, shamelessmaya.com. But then everyone steals my handles. On Twitter, Instagram, it's Maya's World, M-A-Y-A-S World. And Snapchat.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, your Snapchat
My Snapchat is different, too.
Yours is Maya's Snap World.
Everyone thinks it's Maya's Nappy World. And I'm like, nope. Maya's Snap
Maya's
World.
Maya's Nappy World.
That's funny as hell. I see why they would think that because they would...
The snap. They say Maya's Nap World and they're like, nap? Nappy.
Right. I mean, for the shadier reasons. Oh, that's funny. Like,
oh, my God.
Maya ain't shady, bitches.
No.
No. I'm just playing.
You're so silly. But we're so excited to have you here, Maya.
Yeah.
We've really been looking forward to this. You know, we love you around these parts. We were so fortunate to have you actually host and participate in our show.
Yeah. That was so much fun. You guys tore that down.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being
there. 500 people?
More than that.
More than five.
Yeah, it was like 550 by the end of it because the people standing on the side.
Yeah.
It was such a blessing. Like, God blessed us. I stopped cussing like the next 2 days and everything.
Why?
I was just trying to be better, you know? But like, you know, I just feel like he knows my heart. So shit, here we are again.
And before we move into the topic, Chicago, we are coming to you on October 14th.
That's
Please
right.
grab your tickets so that we can all hang.
That's
the
right.
friendzonelive.com and DC. We will be there on Saturday, December 3rd.
That's
so
right.
So grab those tickets, thefriendzonelive.com.
Stop holding out for us to open up the VIP tickets. Unfortunately, that will not be happening.
Yeah, I keep just seeing those ahead. Tweets like, people come on, open them.
I'm like, just buy the ticket, girl. I'm sorry. You're going to see us perform. I'm so sorry. Sorry, the VIP just goes first.
That's so cool.
Ain't that crazy?
That is the first thing to go. I love
I feel
that.
Weird saying that. I feel like I'm being
feel
too
loved.
Much, but it's just, you know, we just can't wait to see y'all. Back to the topic at hand.
Right. But on last week's show, we discussed being used. And you guys had a lot of really interesting things to say because, of course, all of us had different opinions on what we felt being used meant. And I love the perspectives that you guys shared all over on Twitter, SoundCloud. You know, the usual. So let's get into what Asante and Dustin found. Who stood out to you guys?
Actually, friend, I was thinking we should let ladies go first this week.
good save
you like
right
that,
there.
Don't you? You like
buying
that.
Time. So Jay Tanya on SoundCloud said, being active in the world of politics, being used is a part of the game. You meet people with the purpose of making connections, knowing that one day you might need the person to get things done. The problem comes with whether you're using them for good or for evil. Or more direct, for the gain of the whole or the singular. When making connections, it's easy to sell your soul. So a lot of us are turned off by our political system. So I ask one question. Is this going to benefit my block, my neighborhood, my city, or is it just going to benefit me? I'll allow myself to be used for a photo op, support, passion if it moves the collective forward. But I believe that at the crux of the village mentality, if we allow each other to use each other and be used by each other for the benefit of all, we all win. I live in Chicago, and I feel the only way to make things better is to strengthen the village. And if I have to be used to do so, so be it.
Word.
So I liked her perspective,
word.
Right? I like the idea of what are you using me for? Like, it's cool to use me. Let's do it if we're all going to win, but just make sure it's for the greater good.
Absolutely.
So I think I kind of resonate with that perspective more. What about you, Asante?
So on Twitter, Professor Xavier tweeted, at FemXMystic, so Asante, I have to agree with you. We are all users being used. Choose who to give to. If you're doing something you don't like, then stop. It's our responsibility to choose. I thought that was just very well said.
Right, clear.
Yeah, I mean, we are all users being used. It's just a matter of, you know, how we perceive actually being used? Are we being used, or does this benefit me, or is this actually just me saying I feel like I'm being used because I'm not benefiting from something?
Right. Interesting. Sir Dustin, what'd you find in these tweets?
You know, that's where I be at. So I just want to give a shout out to everybody, specifically at underscore I need sincerity, at Ish the Wise Guy. Just several people, everybody who reached out to me, you know, in droves in support of me. Everybody knows that last week was a challenging week for me, especially with all the Mary J. Blige slander that was floating around, you know. But in the spirit of being a Mary J. Blige fan, I persevered and I was stronger with each tier because I didn't want no more drama. And so I made it through, and I just want to give a shout out to the outpouring of support. In fact, I even had people who tweeted me and said, laughing my ass off, I did not watch the Mary J. Blige video just because I knew that Luka Dustin would not approve. Loyalty.
Loyalty.
So I just want to give a shout out to all everybody for keeping it real and staying down, you know. And, you know, I'm working on this. I'm healing every day.
I'm healing.
And, you know, I just feel like ultimately this is going to contribute to my testimony. So I also would like to give a shout out to a friend of the show, Carrie, who took a video clip of, apparently Wendy Williams has an HSN clothing line, and she sells shoes, and she was modeling one of the shoes, like stomping, you know, stomping around the set in one of the shoes. And Carrie put "Talk About Our Love" by Brandy to the video, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Let's take a look.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm definitely going to retweet this and quote the Prince on
Pie. She was not stomping
in the tweet.
It's more of like a shuffle kind.
She was walking the way that Lucy and Ethel was stomping on them grapes on I Love Lucy.
Oh my God, the fact I know that episode.
But you know, I just want to give a shout out to him. I'm all about the creativity and the funny shit.
Oh my God,
so
I'm
that's
not
it.
Make
and again,
it.
I just want to thank everybody for your support because you know,
if an officer
trying times
stops
last week
you.
And you still want to start it up again this week, don't you?
Listen,
you ain't learned nothing, have you?
Listen,
you still want to start it up again this week.
For those of you that did not get to listen to the loyalty episode, go on ahead and take a listen back to that and see, you know, where your chips may fall.
The episode where he lied the whole damn hour because he obviously ain't loyal.
I mean, it's
rude.
Just, it's
see?
Just
rude.
Did you watch it? Did you watch the whole?
Did I watch what?
Mary J. Blige and Hillary
Clinton.
He doesn't
know what you're talking about.
Did you the Apple iTunes content?
Content? I got a Tidal.
What's the 411?
Oh, well, I have
Tidal. Oh well, Mary J. Blige actually has a full.
Her whole catalog is on Tidal. Her music is amazing.
Well, no, just
Grammy Award winner, nine-time Grammy Award winner, Image Awards.
But
you know,
seriously, just in general,
nominated for everything
okay,
you can think
okay,
of.
Okay, okay, but just for real,
yeah.
On Apple's iTunes, they do Mary J. Blige. What's the 411?
Yeah, I got wheezing in here.
And I know
it's
right?
actually called the 411.
Oh, the 411.
Put
okay,
some respect
sorry,
on her
pardon
shit.
Me.
Thank
okay,
you.
Well, if you know what I'm talking about, join the conversation.
You've been
part.
I think that's what I just did, ain't it?
Oh Lord.
So,
okay. Thank
on
you.
This week's show.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm
thank
Dustin.
You.
I wasn't even gonna say anything bad about Mary, but if we're gonna act like this, if an officer is gonna stop me,
that's
I'm
right.
Oh my God.
My
I'm
police
so
light is on. Real, real, real sirens.
Come
okay.
on now.
Dustin.
Come on.
I'm dead today. Okay. So on this week's show, I really because Maya has been an advocate.
Oh, God.
An advocate, a voice.
Yes.
Of the youth, of the children of the church.
Oh, Lord. Not Scientology, though, right? Make sure you say what church.
The Toddlers for Christ.
Church. Church.
The Soldiers for Christ.
The Soldiers for Christ. No, all jokes aside, you guys know I love church folk.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So,
amen.
Right, amen.
We blessed.
No, but honestly, Maya has been an advocate for the conversation surrounding sacrifice and celibacy and faith and how it correlates with your goals as a person, the things you're aspiring to do. And I thought, that would be a really interesting conversation because the past couple weeks we've talked about friendships and loyalty and being used. And what that does is that it means that you are thinking outside of yourself and focusing on how everyone else around you is affecting your moves. So it's kind of cool to bring it back into self, which we tend to do on this show.
That's right.
Right? And focus on you as a person. And Maya has been a perfect example of what focusing on self for a long time.
Oh, geez. She's selfish.
Right?
Damn. You part of my ninja train. Right? What's about to happen today?
I want her to be a testimony of, you know, how that can really impact your life. And yes. Maya has been celibate for... Three years.
We putting it out there like that.
We starting right at the top.
Are you a part of my ninja trainer?
Right. You're like, let me rethink this class.
Take that back.
Right. So I'd love, first of all, Maya, I'd love for you to kind of give us, before we jump into the celibacy and just how that's changed your life, give us some backstory of how you became Shameless Maya and how did you even get to the point where celibacy was even a question that you had to like debate and figure out.
Okay, so it started 4 years. 4 years ago, I moved to New York City. Ooh, okay, there we go. 4 years ago, I moved here to New York City, and that's where I met Fran. And I was married at the time, and my life and my marriage was just, like, at an all-time low. And I was just like, what am I going to do with myself? I'm a struggling photographer, struggling artist in general, actress. And I just couldn't get it together. So I had a friend who suggested that I start a YouTube channel. And I was like, oh, girl, that's so tacky. And she's like, no, do it. Like, you have a personality in front of the camera. And technically, you know how to do all of that post-production stuff. So I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, that's really, really shameless. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with that? Why not, like, investigate what does that mean, that whole shame? So I was like, okay, maybe I try this. What if I was shameless for a year? For 365 days. So in the process of doing that, I discovered a lot about who I am and what I'm ashamed of and what I'm afraid of. And also discovering my relationship with God and my relationship with my husband at the time. And it almost, like, they both started at the same time, my YouTube channel and kind of like my journey of like self-discovery. And the closer I got to, I would say, God and my spirituality and who I am, it's like the further away we grew apart. So we didn't end well. We ended in a divorce. And then I kind of went on this whole, like, I'm a fuck everybody type of thing.
That's real. Okay. We've all been there.
So it was like I shaved my hair off, like, because I shaved my hair off if you go to my YouTube channel. And I felt, like, liberated. But at the same time, I was, like, almost, like, payback, like, oh, you did this to me, you hurt me, I'm gonna like hurt you.
You're saying payback to your husband.
Yeah. Well, I don't even wanna, but basically he was cheating on me. Yeah. So this was like my way of like getting back. Even though it's like, what, Maya? It's the only one who knows this is you. So I started messing around, and even though there was like immediate pleasure, you know, but then after I was walking away from the situation, like, this is not helping. Like, where are you going with this? And then I was reading the Bible, and when I was reading it, the Old Testament, it's like, I'm trying to make sense of this. Like, I don't take it literally, but I was just like, I gave my challenge to read this book as well. Just finish this book, because you've read all these other inspiring books, and they all reference this one, so finish it. And the Old Testament is really, like, just weird. Like, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of killing things, and I was like, okay, if there's one thing I can walk away with from this is... they're giving up a lot. Mm. They're giving up, like, I mean, lambs and, I don't, like, first children. I wouldn't go there and stuff, but they're giving up stuff. Right. And what does that mean?
The concept of sacrifice.
So the concept of sacrifice kind of resonated with me. And I'm like, I don't even know if I've, like, deliberately sacrificed anything. Like, intentionally saying, I'm going to sacrifice this for something higher. So I was like, maybe if I, like, what in my life could I sacrifice? And I was going through this whole, like, just, you know, using people. And I'm sure they were using me too. And I was like, okay, let me sacrifice this area of my life. So I said, you know, no more sex. Just give it up and see what happens. And I literally had a conversation with God. I said, look, I'm going to give this up and hopefully you hook me up. I was hoping.
What was the trade-off? Like, what did you say? I'm going to give up sex if you give me...
money, basically, was where I was at. I was so broke.
You were unhoeing yourself.
I was unhoeing. Mm. Unhoeing.
The sacrifices we make.
That's how you delete your history. Okay? You deleted your browser history. That's all.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And ain't nothing wrong with that. That's why it's an option.
Yeah. It, I mean, this was just a personal thing. This is just something that I went through. And when I said that, I kind of just said it and threw it out there. And I didn't have any timelines. I didn't really have much expectation. And then I was broke at the time, too. I was just like, oh, my God, I have no money. And then, like, 3 months later, and not just sex. Like, I was going to church, and I was, like, you know, giving more money. Because before, I used to put a dollar in the basket, and I was like, yeah, take that. I did my duty. And then I started, I'm like, Maya, that's a dollar. Like, you spend more money at a Starbucks than you do giving to the church that you go to. So I was like, okay, let me give more. So I started giving $20, and I started giving, like, $100. And then just the whole just concept of just releasing and letting go. And then 3 months later, I just remember depositing a check in my bank account and seeing, like, I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, I literally had money, and it was the most money I had ever seen. And I was just like, I just broke down because I didn't realize it when I was at the bank until I was walking home. I'm like, what is happening?
Was that when Prince was working?
Yes,
with
then
Prince?
I was.
You can't skip over
I
that.
I know,
girl.
It's just, there's so much that's happened. So I did, I think it was like a, I did a brand deal at one point. It was like the first big brand deal that I did. And then Prince. Prince found my YouTube channel, and he brought me into his camp to photograph and just kind of just be in his entourage and be a mentor to me and, like, sharing a lot of
y'all Prince
perspective.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prince.
And we talked about the Bible. Like, he and I would go in on the Bible and just talk about, like, the Old Testament and just what that means. And he was really intrigued because we did share a perspective when it comes to God and the Bible. He's a different belief of, like, Jehovah's Witness. But I felt like just when you're in line with where you're going and you hear those voices, it's not like someone told me to do this. It's like, this is something I'm hearing. And it's almost like I view God as like a personal trainer, and he's telling me to do these things, and I can choose to ignore it or follow it. And I just started following it. And yeah, I got to work with Prince as a result of it. My career's kind of taken off. It's hard. It's still, it's a real struggle, but I'm very blessed to be where I'm at today.
But it's such a difference because I remember, you know, before Maya took this vow with God, you know, I remember your apartment in Harlem.
Girl.
Even, like, the building you lived in, like, she lived, like, up this, like, shady alley that I used to hate having to walk through.
Gun alley.
Because it was, yeah, gun alley. I mean, yes, exactly.
It's and legit called that.
When I would go to her house, I would have Damn. To do, like, a little prayer at the bottom of the street. Like, you're going to get to this through this alley, friend. You know?
Really? Is that how you felt?
That alley was awful, girl. That alley was not a game. Even me being from Harlem, I had to, like, hold my rosary. So, you know, and the fact that, like, you went from living in that neighborhood, you know, I remember Maya even has a video on her channel from when she lived there where you had, like, a breakdown. Because there was, like, a period where there was a lot of gang violence on mm-hmm. your block and people were getting shot daily. You could hear the gunshots in her video. Like,
it was bad.
Next level. And she had, like, an emotional breakdown just like, you know, God, why am I just... I'm just trying to make it, and it's just so difficult, you know? And so to see how now you made that vow, you made those sacrifices, and like you said, you aligned yourself mm-hmm. with what God was telling you would serve you best.
Yeah.
And now Maya is in L.A., successful. She has her own office with a 4-employee staff.
That's amazing, Maya. Yeah.
She has it's the most so, beautiful loft. She has her Jeep. Not saying that, like, material wealth is a measure right. of success, but it just shows that her alignment, like, all these perks
yep.
popped up as well, where now her life is a lot easier than when she lived on Gun Alley in Harlem, you know? And so to me, that was a true testament just how God has provided so yeah. much more ease to mm-hmm. you to your ability to create now.
Yeah, for sure. And it was, man, it was freaking hard. It was so hard.
I remember.
And it's weird because I don't look back.
And remember
enough.
When you almost got evicted? That's
oh,
what
girl,
pushed
yes.
you to LA. Because
yeah.
I remember you called me crying.
They gave me a letter.
And they were like, we need you out in like 2 weeks.
Basically.
Yeah.
They said they're not renewing my lease. And I'm like, damn, now what? And then I was thinking about going to LA, but my neighbor's like, you know, you can fight this. What they're doing is wrong. And I'm like, or I could just leave. Like, this
did.
Is God telling me, like, get out. Like, what will it take for you to get out of this place? Like, the guns are clearly not enough for you to get up and go. So I'm going to send you this eviction notice. And so I feel like there are voices and there are, you know, powers at work that are telling you where you need to go. And it's up to you to listen or not. So I could have ignored that letter and be like, no, I'm going to fight this. Or even like move to another building. I was looking, but everything was so expensive here in Harlem, despite.
I remember.
And what I pay, what I'm paying now in L.A., and it's like a loft. And this is part of the things that, you know, you have those vision boards. That was just part of it. It's a lot bigger than material things. But just to be out of, you know, gunshots and it's cold and it's on a hill and it's like on the top of the hill to, you know, I'm by like this gorgeous neighborhood close to the beach. All this sunlight.
Palm trees.
Yeah.
All of the things that were sources of anxiety for you and your old, you know, dwelling are completely alleviated from your life.
Yeah.
So it's about perspective to me, because people, like you're saying, Fran, you could get caught up in people saying that, oh, it's materialistic to celebrate, you know, these successes in physical form. But to me, it's more of a representation of the stress and anxiety being like removed from your life that each one of those areas caused. You just said it was up on a hill. It was dark. It was cold. It was dangerous. And now you literally live in a complete opposite. You know what I mean?
Literally.
Right.
Yeah,
like you were worried about finances. Now you've been compensated for your talent and your work. You know what I mean? People pay you to be great. And so all the things that you were stressing about or were giving you anxiety are now, well, those things are now gone. And that, to me, is what the real lesson is. I think that's great. And it's all because you worked hard.
Yeah.
And you were diligent. It was, and it, to me, like, diligence is what the key is, because everything gets tough when you're pursuing of something. And you get to certain points where you're like, fuck all of this. I'm about to go get this job and sit my ass down. But you were diligent, and now look.
Yeah.
The shameless Maya. And like the story behind all that, living a year without shame, that's so inspirational.
Right.
That's why people connect with you like that. And you're cute and you're funny. And like it just reads so well. So I think it's great. And I just want, like, my turn, I want to do just that.
Right.
But on my path.
Right.
You know what I mean? The same sort of clarity that you found, the same sort of like placement, literally saying, okay, this is where I belong. And from here, I can create all these other avenues. That is so admirable. So that's the shit.
But I think it's important for people to just, you know, be clear with what it is that moves you or what you're passionate about and things that, like, not to give up on a goal that you have and just to be really clear with what that goal is for you. Because once you know what that is, we all are in the same boat of faith. Whether you choose to believe God or not, you're choosing to believe yourself, believe other people or not believe. Like, who's telling the truth? Who's telling you lies? But I think it all kind of boils down to, you can call it faith, you can call it God, love, whatever you decide to call it. We're all in this journey of, like, struggling to define what we believe. And if we're going to believe that and pursue it, and what are you willing to give up in order to attain that goal? That whatever that is, and it can evolve, but a lot of, because you don't even really need to believe in God. I know that sounds awful, but like there are people that don't believe in God, but they have this firm belief in themselves. And it's just like, well, if you don't know anything about God, God resides in you. So whether you choose to believe in him or not, so long as you believe in yourself and love,
it's the same alignment.
It's kind of the same alignment. So you can see people, because I know there's a whole argument where, you know, this person doesn't believe in God, and how is their life so much better than mine? Why am I here suffering? It's like, well, they believe in themselves. So that in itself is enough to get you to where you want to go. And God is just almost like an added perk, where it's like you have kind of like a friend or someone to talk to when, like, shit gets rough. So it's,
yeah. Yeah.
He's my homie.
And what I love is when you stepped into the newfound abundance.
Right.
Immediately, Maya was like, I want to hire a team of creatives that I can continue this abundance through.
Right.
And I think that that is another beautiful side of your alignment, that you're thinking of the greater good at all times.
Right.
So even though you're believing in self and following your passions because it's your alignment, but you're also thinking, how can I spread this feeling and how can I spread this confidence? And she was quick to start looking for creatives that maybe didn't have an opportunity to showcase their talents, you know, because how how often do you get to be someone in your early 20s with a boss like Shameless Maya?
Right,
you know?
Right. That gets it.
That gets it. Yeah. And it's telling you, come to work dressed how you want. If you want to wear sparkles in your face and red hair, and as long as you getting that YouTube video up, like, I don't care, you know? And she's encouraging, and it's like this office of, like, really eclectic, spunky creatives, and I'm like, yo, I hope they realize how blessed they are.
Oh my God.
That they're in their early 20s getting to live in their absolute truth and create and make money and have a cool ass boss, because I don't know how many people can say they had right. that opportunity.
Okay.
And that's beautiful that you're doing that, because it's going to pass on that confidence to them.
Right.
And then the bigger they get, they'll feel the need to do the same. And this, to me, is how you change the world.
Yeah.
You know, the vibe of the world.
It's different. Like, it's a new set of challenges, because it was one thing almost. I kind of got in an area where in my life where I was just happy. I was like content. I was like, yeah, I got my loft, I got my Jeep, you know, life is good. And I'm like, oh, life is good. But girl, what are you like, what's the next chapter? Are you going to do this alone and just keep, you know, living this fabulous life and not really give back when you clearly can? So then the next step for me was to move from just making videos in my home for YouTube to making videos on a bigger platform or on a... just a different platform, because YouTube is there and that's awesome, but what's next? And if I can work with talented creatives, and I learned actually a lot about that from Prince, because when I was in his camp, he constantly had all these creatives just coming in and out and just creating. He just created because he wanted to, not because someone was hiring him to do a brand campaign. He was just making, like living and breathing this stuff. And I'm trying to find that inspiration in what I do. And it's tricky because there's no blueprint. Like, I don't have a mentor that's doing this. So I'm figuring it out by trial and error. And the difference with me is I'm on YouTube. And with social media, especially YouTube, it's all about being vulnerable. Like, you know, we want to know that you're a human being and not this machine. And that in itself is like the next challenge and chapter for me. Like, I have to get it together and then keep it together, but then show you that side when I don't want to. Like, it's
right,
it's such a struggle, because I don't want to talk about, oh, I'm having an off day. I have staff that are like looking to me to see where this day is going to go. And I'm just like, leave me alone.
Yeah, I saw it because Maya had posted a video saying she's challenged with her YouTube channel now. Because it's like, once you quote unquote make it, what YouTube... the audience still wants to connect with you on the struggle aspect.
Right.
But what do you
still
do when
want
you're
the
not
guns.
Struggling anymore? Yeah. Right. She's not in Gun Alley. So now there's a disconnect where people are like, well, we don't relate to you.
Yeah. So now, made it out the hood
you
now.
Done made it.
Yeah.
So now it's like she's trying to think, okay, but I have a staff. Like, I still got to create. So now where do we meet? Like, what can I do for you where I'm at now? And now she's trying to, like, figure that relationship out.
I'm figuring it out. Now I'm just like, okay, shift directions, because YouTube was never the be-all and end-all. Like, all of this, you know, even us sitting here, this is a vehicle to get you closer to what it is that you really want. And this is awesome, but it's not the be-all and end-all. So for me, again, if I just listen to what God's trying to tell me, is you got to keep it moving. Like, you know, do what you can, you know, share a part of who you are on YouTube, but don't invest your staff and your energies all into this one space that could collapse at any time. Like, if YouTube were to blow up, like, where does that leave me? If this podcast were to, like, you know, cease, all podcasts are over, where do you go from there? So it's all about creating all these different avenues. So it's like, this is all helping, and it's all streaming into you, but you got to keep planting these seeds elsewhere and really put your energies into getting to what it is that you want. Because I'm sure Dustin, you talk about acting, Asante,
Colorwell Collective.
I don't manifest on the show.
What do you mean?
He does it in private with me.
Okay. Yeah, you don't.
I don't
speak it out loud.
I don't.
Well, you know, there's a study that says those that keep their goals private are more likely to achieve it than those that keep blurting it out there. Because there's a sense of when you say it, it's almost as if you've accomplished it. It was on a TED TED Radio Talks. Yeah, it was interesting. Okay. I was like, I'm going to shut up now.
I was going to say, well, let me shut the entire fuck up.
Like. Yeah, I thought it was the opposite. I thought the more you spoke it, the more it was like.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. I was like, I'm always missing opportunities out here. But.
I think it just depends on the individual. Because right. I know some people who they say it and they feel as if, those are the people enough. That keep talking about their stuff. Like, they keep putting their ish out there. And I'm like, could you please, like, just do put your words
into
action.
What are you doing behind it? Like, if you can't even see it, if nobody sees you, like, making an effort and being, like, I guess, steadfast, what is the point of even sharing, like, what your goals are?
Yeah.
That's just the idea, thought.
Right.
Like, nobody's going to take you seriously. They have to say, oh, okay. You know,
everyone
she said
has
she wanted to do this. And then, clearly.
But today's episode of The Friend Zone is also brought to you by HBO's newest comedy series, Insecure. The modern day black woman is usually portrayed as strong, confident, and damn near flawless. But Issa and Molly are definitely not killing it. These best friends must deal with their own real life flaws as they attempt to navigate different worlds and cope with an endless series of uncomfortable everyday experiences. Created by, executive produced, and starring Issa Rae, that's amazing, the new comedy series launches its 8-episode season on Sunday, October 9th at 10:30 Eastern and Pacific, exclusively on HBO. Issa Rae wrote the New York Times bestseller, The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl, which was published in 2015. Her web content has garnered more than 25 million views and over 200,000 subscribers on YouTube. In addition to making the Forbes 30 Under 30 list twice and winning the 2012 Shorty Award for Best Web Show for her hit series Awkward Black Girl. Shot in and around South Los Angeles, Insecure incorporates the music of both indie and established artists of color and touches on a variety of social and radical issues that relate to the contemporary black experience. You do not want to miss out on this show. From the music to the comedy to the acting, there's nothing like this on television right now, and it's exactly what we need. So tune in Sunday, October 9th at 10:30 Eastern and Pacific for the series premiere of Insecure. Exclusively on HBO.
Speaking of celibacy, I didn't even want to give it a name. I just said, dude, like, I'm going to hook you up. Like, listen, I will keep these legs closed for you. Just give me back something. Just something that says, you know, you got me. And then this happened. But swinging this over that. Because my girl, you made a similar.
You know what?
I did.
I'm putting it out there. No, it's totally fine. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, Maya's my best friend. So to see how her life transformed, I was like, okay, there might be something to this. Like, it was such a testimony. And a couple other people in my life that I'm not going to say they're disconnected from sex, but it's just not in their frame of thought. They're so successful. So I was like, okay, there's a correlation between the time you spend exerting energy into the bodies of others and exerting your mind into the mind of others. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, we're going to do that all eventually, whether you're married, in a relationship, whatever. But the reality is you become a fragmented person. You know, you're a pie that's now cut into pieces. So what happens when you decide, I'm not going to be cut? Not until I am where I want to be. And that's what Maya did. That's what, you know, even my best friend, Claude Kelly, like, they just made that decision. I'm going to pour into self until self is where self needs to be. And then I have something to offer the person that I want to be with. Because you're not anyone's half. You're coming together as wholes. And that's the difference. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to, because the relationship that I just got out of, it wasn't horrible, but he was the same person I had dated before him in just a new body. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, that means that there's something in me that's stagnant, that I would attract the same person again in my 30s. I'm like, there's some energy there that's not flowing. And my life is moving, and the fact that my relationship clearly isn't, that I can't blame the boys anymore. I can't call anyone a fuckboy or point fingers. I have to look at me. Like, what am I doing this? Why are you the same guy I dated 6 years ago? And I'm 34, you know? So I told Maya, I was like, yo, with this, you know, I usually take breaks between relationships anyways, just intuitively. Like, I like to get people out my system.
But with this one, I've never made like a vow, you know, where I sat with God and was like, okay, God, I am going to stop pouring myself into people and just focus on Fran 100%. Not even entertaining dudes. Like, you know, you always have like those two or three people you text. Good morning.
Somebody's thing, you
sweet
know.
Dreams. Did you hear the new salon?
Happy Thursday or some shit like that.
You know,
happy
you always
Thursday.
Have, you, right? Is you know, you want to go grab some dinner. I know you had a great week. Like, you always have those people. I didn't even want those people. I was like, I'm going to see what life feels like. If when I open my phone, it's only Maya and my mom and my chat with Dustin and Asante, you know, and Claude hitting me up about music shit. And literally, there's just like, it just felt weird. It was like, I got nervous for a second. I was like, can I do this? I'm so used to men in my life. But I didn't even like the fact that I was so used to it that it was like becoming a need in a way. So I was like, I'm gonna try this. This is new. You know what they say, insanity, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So I needed to do something different if I wanted different results. So I decided I'm going to be celibate. I gave myself a time frame mentally, but I know that I'm probably not going to focus on the time frame as much as the experience of it and just being comfortable with being by myself. And I'm, what, 4 months in?
Oh, 4 months.
Okay. And no, right?
Let's give a clap for that.
Right, I'm 4 months in. And you guys, those of you listening who can see my Instagram and my, you know, Twitter and my Facebook, these past 4 months have been the most successful 4 months of my career. Wow. I've made more chess moves. Yeah. More, my finances have been more abundant in that third quarter of the year than the entire the year as a whole. My career as a whole. I've been Hey Friend Hey for, what, 5 years now? And it's been up and down. You know, as a creative, you make some money, you don't. You make, you don't. You get deals, you don't. That quarter where I made that decision, my entire life shifted. Like, now I can help my mom out. Like, now I'm not stressed. Like, my IRS is paid for the year. Like, I have a savings. My rent is paid every month and there's like no stress. And if I choose to move, I can now. Like, it's just scary. I'm like, wow, at this shift. Like, just because I decided that my life was about me, something mm-hmm. that should be logical, but we right. never do because we just get so distracted in people, which is natural. We're young. Love is cool. Sex is awesome. You know, you want to experience life, which, you know, I think that's why celibacy is something I always stayed away from, because I always thought it was church
or just, the
just
word
trying to
itself.
Make you feel like sex is evil. Yeah. And I always felt like, fuck that. Sex is fun.
Literally.
You know, sex is awesome. When I connect with people sexually, it's always such a cool experience. It's how my relationships have helped me grow. Like, I don't see anything wrong with them at all. One of my favorite things in the world, and this is just me being transparent, is when I travel and meet people from like different countries.
Girl.
And you guys share sexual experiences mm-hmm. with someone you barely know the same language. Like, bye. Life is awesome. Life is to be lived. And sexual experience, to me, in my opinion, ties into that feeling of life and flowing. But I do think there's also something to making sure that, you know, when you have those experiences, that's awesome. Live, get it done. But like, okay, when are you going to spend time with self, though, mm-hmm. to make sure that like your life isn't completely defined or led by these experiences? Because there's so much more to life, you know, and I feel so thankful now that I took that vow. And you know, and you guys know how I feel about church and religion. Like, it's really not my thing, but I've always had a great relationship with God. And all it did is just strengthen our conversation mm-hmm. and our alignment and our ability to talk to each other, because now I can hear him because I don't have this boyfriend in my house.
Right?
I don't have these texts that I'm responding to all day. Like, now it's literally me and God are homies. Like, we spending a lot of time together. And honestly, I think that's what these vows come down to. It's just God saying, make more time mm-hmm. for me.
How do you feel about all of this, Dustin?
So I grew up. I think that the idea and the concept of celibacy for me is like challenging in theory, because mm-hmm. I grew up in a very religious background,
same.
Right?
Same.
Where sex outside of marriage, period,
right,
was just wrong. It mm-hmm. was literally a sin, and so. On top of that, I had sexual feelings that were out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. And so I had to learn how to balance and manage all of that. So that actually, I guess struggling with that kind of stifled my growth somewhat. And so once I decided to kind of do my own thing spiritually and figure it out as I go, I found that I had this room, this capacity, right, to like be free mm-hmm. and actually focus on things that I feel like would be, I guess, you know, things that would better me, as opposed to trying to adhere to something or trying to follow a set of rules. So I feel like fucking has actually helped me. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like
it's the same thing.
I see
in a completely different path, because it's like with the freedom to be able to do that.
To express. Yeah.
Exactly. Like Fran said, you know, Fran, you and I share that same penchant for those magical moments,
yes.
right? That's what fuels me, and I'll be ready to go all the way in those moments, right? So I think that
you just fell alive.
At the same time, there is something to be said about the element and concept of sacrifice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Especially when it's something that you enjoy that mm-hmm. can kind of take, you know, unwarranted, you know, priority in your life.
Right.
So I totally get that. And right. I'm open to the idea of saying, well, you know what? Zip that zipper up and see,
right.
you know.
And see what happens.
See what happens. I guess I have to really just place that idea that I'm not losing my sexual freedom. In fact, I am taking more power than I've ever had by saying, like, I could, but I won't, and I'll focus
right.
on this instead. There's a part of me that enjoys flirting. There's a part of me that that enjoys, like, you know what I'm saying? Like meeting people, you know, having that exchange. I love that. So I don't know if there's a life for me without that.
You know me and you are the same
Fran,
with that.
I know.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I get how alive that shit makes us mm-hmm. feel. Those random nights where you're like, this is so cool. Like, it's just right. Everything's right.
Look at Dustin's face.
But that's why, like Maya was saying, to sacrifice something that you know
gives you so much pleasure.
So much
high. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I gave up something that I didn't like.
That's
right.
how God Listen, knows it's real.
Speaking of high, for a very short period of time, I took a little smoke break.
Right.
And I
you
remember.
Love the weed.
I feel like I can't live without it some days. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I know I'm not addicted, so let me just take a little break, see how it goes. I took a break, and even though that break was only about a week and a half, 2 weeks, it was long enough for me to know why I smoked.
Right.
It was long enough for me to reflect on what it was that I was missing about that feeling. And I realized that there were reasons that I could quit smoking, but I was like, these are things I'm not ready to tackle just right now.
Mm.
But I realized if I would have taken a longer break from smoking, I could work on these problems that I feel like give me anxiety the right way and work through it, as opposed to it being this, you know, short-term thing that's just getting me by on a day-to-day basis at this stage in my life, as opposed to unlocking something else that might just take me to the next level now and I can just stop playing games.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
If it's something
and that's
as
exactly
good
it.
As sex or weed, it's just, you know, I can see why it might be hard and some to see the other side.
You can see why it might be hard.
I can see why it can be hard to see the other side. Like, I get it.
Which brings me to my next point. Literally, point. We're guys, right?
Right.
So literally, just full disclosure, we wake up in the morning
ready to go.
Red light, green light, go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I, like, that's...
I was just going to tell you, I felt really good today, and I did not red light, green light, go. So there's something to be said about that, you know?
Oh, my
I'm just
God.
Saying.
Wait a minute, you guys. I may have tackled this a little bit.
Uh-oh. Awesome. Are we having a revelation?
Okay. So I decided, right, that I was not going to have, like, me time sexually. I was only going to
have
sex with another person. You know what I mean? I wasn't going to
masturbate. Oh, you mean, oh, okay,
right.
okay.
Mm-hmm. And this was one of the best years of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, one of the best years.
We on the friends? And we, where we at?
Yeah, okay. Because look, because you're saving room. Save room
okay.
from alone.
For real. So, and I just, the reasoning behind that, right? I felt like I had lost some of my passion for, like, the thrill of the sexual experience, and it had kind of become something, like, a function I perform to, you know, to bring it on down.
Right.
I wanted to reconnect. I wanted the intimacy to return. Mm. And so it did. So I'm doing really good. And, you know, so I get that part. So maybe I could, you know, make another change. And who knows? I've had enough sex where, you know, I know what it feels like. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start off kissing, then we roll over. And then somebody makes first move on that tip. And then it's, you know, like it's the same thing every time. Well, you know, it could be the same every time. Unless you graduated, again, you know.
And that's the thing I think about celibacy with religious people when they push it. I don't think it's something you should for. Wait.
Here we go.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
There
either.
Goes friends.
Push it real good.
see, Glossier just set me up for these.
Blame it on them.
Right? No, but. I don't think it's something you should force.
Right. Right.
I think it's something that has to come to you. Like the way, God.
And it has to.
Rolling out. Like the way Dustin is saying, like, this was his step this year. He was like, I'm going to eliminate this part, you know? And then whenever he gets to the next step, if he chooses, that's his choice.
Right.
For me.
Baby steps.
Baby
yes.
steps. Yeah. For me, it's something like, you know, I remember my grandfather would bring it up or my family, and it just felt so forced because it was like, if you do it, it's a sin. And I'm
mind
like, it's
you,
not
you
a sin.
Mind you, you sitting there
it's
because
awesome.
They were having sex.
Hello. You know. And not everyone was married.
Okay, go ahead, friend.
So that's why I feel like you. I don't business. Think it's something that should be forced. Even if those of you listening to this, it's not something that you should be at home like trembling in your shower. Like I need to do it. Like,
right? No.
Don't put yourself in that position. You know, I think it's something that, like Maya said, the voices will be there, and when you're ready to align, you're ready to align. And for me, this quarter of the year was when, for whatever reason, and mind you, me and Maya have been friends for years, but it was this quarter where my body said, I think you're ready for this type of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect because I am ready for it. I'm so calm and cool. All the beautiful men that hit me up or DM me, it's actually gave me a lot of clarity too,
right.
Because it's something that shifts in you when you meet a beautiful man that maybe normally may have weakened you a little bit, but now I'm so convinced by my life and the changes that there's no man that's beautiful, strong, smart, powerful enough to sway me at this point. And I love that feeling because it's so empowering. It's like, yo, you could be the dopest student. It doesn't really matter. And there's something
about
that.
She locked it up.
That.
She took the cement.
Yeah, okay, like there's something of, and even the way people,
because listen, if a beautiful man had his shit together, came over to my
not
place.
Not me, girl.
Listen.
I said, pull my file back out.
She was like, God, we need a talk.
Okay. I'm 3 years in the game.
Archives, baby.
She's 3 or 4 months in the game. Okay. Okay.
No,
same
right.
building, different views.
But I really love the fact, and you know what? People will treat you differently too.
It's true.
There's something in me now where a man knows, like, yo, this chick ain't budging, and he has to come at me differently now because he knows that sexiness ain't gonna get you very far, bro. Like, it's just I'm not there.
Yeah,
I'm not there. You can talk to me about Osho. You can pull out mala beads from under your shirt.
And they do it. They do it.
Listen, you could
the way that guys come step to her is so funny.
You can run up on me with some Santo Palo Alto, okay? Palo Alto,
Maya
California.
Maya sees this, she'll tell you the way guys
it's
approach
so funny.
Me is fascinating.
The game with her versus the game with me? Just like what they're spinning? Like what? Okay.
And I love the fact that it just does not work. It doesn't work. Because I'm so motivated right now. Like I'm like, yo, if God showed me this much in 4 months.
Right. Imagine.
What is my life about to be like? And those of you listening, we're going to keep track. What is my life going to be like by September of 2017?
That's really the testimony. And even I'm at a point now where I'm like, okay, I sacrificed that and I kind of got comfortable. But now I feel like I'm in another
like,
kind
what's
of,
next?
I'm in a phase of like struggle where I'm like, okay, God, what am I not listening to? What did you tell me to do that I'm not doing and I'm not paying attention to?
New levels, new devils.
Girl.
Seriously.
So now I have like, okay, now I think I have to like sacrifice something else as well. Cause I just like, I did that one thing and I'm like, oh, okay. Girl. Right.
So what's next, Popeyes?
Right. Like, no more Popeyes. About the actual, like, for those who may decide, like, I think I'm ready for that kind of choice. How hard was it? Because you're a beautiful girl. Then now you're in LA. You know, these
LA's
handsome
not hard, girl.
I mean,
LA
is not. I like LA.
I will tell you, no guy has hit on me. Well, maybe they have. But
because you ain't paying attention, your vagina's right.
you ain't thinking about it anymore.
Your vagina's off duty, girl. It checked out.
Never mind.
There definitely does have to be.
I look all defeated. I defeated. Like, damn.
But there is something that has to be said, or there's this method to this madness of saving all your love for you. Going back to that, going back to that whole. Sometimes you got to be selfish, you know, so you can be selfless.
Right.
Like you have to just love yourself mostly and not give out that love to other people and really just see those signs. I think it makes it clear when you're not letting other people into certain spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It could be what you were giving off.
And that's why when guys come step to me, or even you, especially Fran, when guys come step to her, I'm like, wait a minute. You need to come back once you have it together because... You know, you have so much kind of self-worth and like, I know what I'm worth and I know because I sacrificed this much, you're not going to get it. Like, I'm at a point where it's like, I've gone too far. Now it's just like, damn.
Honey, this been marinating for 3 years.
Oh, shit.
You ain't getting this roast.
Okay. Okay, so.
She said marinate and I said, just blow the cobwebs.
Okay, so
no, but that's real.
No, yeah.
Imagine
now I'm at a point where I'm just like,
lame like, dude getting them 3 years. Like, no,
no, I can't. I'm too far in. It's mm-hmm. too. It's too late. She's
that's
done.
A beautiful thing.
I don't mean to be in your business or nothing, but me time gotta go too.
You know what? I didn't. I talk about that. I love the coconut oil.
Okay, I have to be clear. I have to make sure because something. Because, there are some things that you got to keep to yourself.
Dustin
but
is down,
as long
here,
as you can,
down for the count.
But look, as long as you can keep them to yourself,
but
then
listen,
it may not be that bad.
You know what? See, now I wonder, because I've been all about me, myself, and I.
Right.
Two fingers and some coconut oil. Right. But.
Sound like a mixtape.
But.
Literally.
I'd listen to that.
Somebody
Mix
said on my
tape it back
somebody
up.
Said on my Twitter, they want on my tombstone to say rest in peace, two fingers and some coconut oil. That's the
please.
Two fingers and some coconut oil.
Two fingers and some coconut oil.
No, but now I was wondering. I was like, shit, should I give that up?
Ooh. Maybe that's your next step. You know, okay,
but listen,
well, hold on.
But that's where we are like, where do we draw the line?
Well, I can't get past the first line, so you got to tell me about that. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like,
I'm not even in the line, but okay. I see it. You know what I'm saying? I see y'all over there, you know.
Okay.
Y'all my people, so I'm going to come
see
cut.
You know? Shaking that celibacy.
No, but I've seriously, I've been about me, myself, and I for 3 years. I didn't give that up. But now I'm wondering, I'm like, shit.
You think that's the next challenge?
I don't know, girl. I'm still...
See, with that one, I struggle in the sense that it's you. You're supposed to love on yourself.
Yeah, but
that's
maybe
not you sharing
well, I know
your
for me,
gifts.
Well, me,
right.
Well,
right.
My thought process as a man, if I was like celibate, you know, I was like, you know, imagine I was able to do what mine did. Just bear with me, and I just become like the best Asante you've ever seen. Now, if I decide to give up me time, I feel like it would take a whole nother element out of there because as a man, I know we always got to have that release just because.
Right.
So if you at least saved that release, even from yourself, maybe there's a whole nother palace and kingdom waiting somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I can't even walk.
Listen.
I can't even get out the damn bed sometimes. I'm like, listen, okay? You be in the shower, that water be hot. You be like, I would have been on time. No, I'm just playing.
I would have been on time. FYI, guys, he was 45 minutes late. He was 45 in the shower, okay?
You must have caught you a good clip or something.
No, but
it could
be
hot outside. It could be cold outside.
I mean, the wind blow. I mean,
look,
it's Tuesday. I mean, hey.
It's Wednesday.
What did I do to deserve this? Like, for real, man. So I don't even be, it don't even be me sometimes to be, you know, that. Like, sometimes the connection isn't even there. Your body just be like, you know what I mean? Like, and you be,
so what's up?
I gotta get through this. I gotta make it through this. Like, what am I supposed to do? So,
what advice do you have, Maya?
For those who want to attempt.
Yeah, what are some tips?
What are some tips?
Stay focused on the goal.
That's the whole problem now.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought that's what I've been
doing. Okay,
always
mind.
Trying to score. You know what I'm saying? I love conversations like this. We can only have this much fun. See, this is where everybody messed up back in the day. Our parents and they parents, they put that, they cast that negative energy.
Yeah, it's the
we're
shame,
having this conversation shame, because we know that this is a choice. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity that we have to say, okay, is this something that I want to do? Is this something that I don't want to do?
Right.
And
right.
We can all sit here and discuss it.
Right.
So let that be a lesson, Gertrude and Willie and Jesse and all of y'all.
And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Esther and all of y'all that shamed us when all y'all old behinds was fucking down to the sock hops and shit. You know what I'm saying? In the car in the back of a 57 Chevy, but we couldn't, you know,
right,
get anything popping.
No, I think that's I think that speaks to all of us, especially in this room, because I mean, I grew up in a strict Catholic home, and I guess, you know, they at the end of the day, I think they're trying to look out for us and trying to protect us. But when it comes to your journey, it's your journey, and you have to go through it on your own and listen to your heart and that voice. But no matter what my mom said, I still did my thing. I mean, I could think back to it now and be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
She was right. Yeah. Or she was looking out, but
it's just their delivery, I think, is a little.
Yeah. That's what it is. There are other ways.
It's unrealistic.
Yeah.
And there are other ways to show your concern and your love. And at the end of the day, you have to realize you can't control people. That's the biggest thing I learned, especially in my marriage. Whew. Okay, so
church.
When it dawned on, because I was so adamant about getting us out of the hood, because we were living in the projects first, and then I was like, you know what? This is just a result of our environment. We just have to get out the hood. So I finally moved us like around the corner from the projects, thinking that would solve the problem, because it's the building we're in. It's the piss. It's the graffiti. It's the drugs. Let's just get out. So I had tunnel vision. And then once we got out, he didn't change. And I was like, what? Like, in my mind, I was thinking, it's not him. It's his environment. And just get the heck out. So I was cocktailing at the time, bartending, saved up all my money, and then was able to pay first, last, and security. And then we got out. And then it's like, oh, no, you're dumb. Like, this is not anything but him. And you're delusional to think that people want to change, because some people don't.
Yeah.
That I, at the tender age of 30, discovered some people don't want to change. And that blew my mind. And I was like, oh, I married someone who doesn't want to change, who doesn't want to like do this. Damn. And that's when I realized, regardless of if you care about someone or not, especially in relationships, because I feel like in relationships, especially serious ones, people tend to fall in love or want to be with this person's, like, who they potentially can be versus who they really are in this moment. Like, oh, you have so much potential. Like, Trick, get it together. He's not that. Like, stop asking him to tell you what you want to hear and just look at the actions. We get so caught up in what we think people are.
Especially, you know what? You're on this. Not only are you onto something, you're 100% right. And it's almost unfair, right?
It's
even
not
though
fair.
The other person
yeah.
ain't shit, it's almost unfair for like you to, or us rather, to unfairly like place expectations.
All that expectation,
and,
exactly.
You know what I mean? On them, when really they've never lied to us about who they were. They've always been raggedy. So like we just felt like, but if you just enroll next fall, you know what I'm saying? It never
it has
it
nothing
never,
to do with that.
Nope.
And that's, I mean, you think you know it all, especially, you know, when you're your teens and your 20s. And then the older you get, you realize, I don't know shit.
Yeah.
Like, I did not know shit. And that when I learned that, I was like, damn, Maya. So stop falling for, because after that, then I just, you know, was dating all these randoms. But them trying to tell me what they're going to do for me versus, but you're not. And I'm a fool to sit here and buy into these lies when I can clearly see your actions.
Yep.
You don't need a man or a woman to tell you what it is going to be. Just look at what they're doing. Just yep. open your eyes and stop trying to lie to yourself. You're fooling yourself if you do that. So that for me was a big thing. So even now moving forward, when it's easier for me to cut through bullshit. Like when I date a guy and, you know, things aren't vibing, I don't need to have a talk. We don't need to have a talk.
Mm-mm.
I'm just going to stop texting you or stop calling you.
You're just, I feel the exact same way. I did. Shout out to Angela Yee's lip service. I did her show like a couple weeks ago. And we talked about that. What do you do? And is there like shame attached to just stopping communication with people? I don't think so. I mean, like, why are we? Let's just cut the middleman out.
Right.
It's not going anywhere. But I also want to let you know that I think there's something charming about being divorced today. I do. I think it's just
charming.
So admirable. I think that, like, because I feel like people that got divorced, it shows that they make good decisions because they knew to move on. It's just like,
you see
adults like with braces. Right. That is the most. I love seeing grown ass people with braces because it's like when you had an opportunity to get it together, do it the right way, guys. God damn it, you did. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you for being divorced, Maya.
That's so fascinating.
Yep.
I really like that.
I want to be divorced a little bit too.
No,
sometimes.
Come on, no, you don't.
Sometimes
no, you
on
don't.
The weekends, I'll be like, it would be dope to be like, yeah, I'm actually divorced. I had a fake wedding ring. Somebody had gave me a ring.
My first husband.
Yeah. I had a ring, right? And so sometimes I would wear my ring out to like hotel bars or clubs.
Right.
And people would be like, are you married? And I'd just be like, you know, it's just... I don't really know what's going on. I'm just kind of just here. Yeah, it was like the best tool ever. So like divorce, separation, you can use that as a resource. It's a tool.
Look
use
at
that. Yeah.
And
it's,
you know,
hot.
Hasna, who I do my retreats with, and you know I talk about Hasna all the time. One thing that she said during our retreat that I thought was fascinating, because you guys know I love perspective. When someone makes me think of something differently, similar to Dustin with divorce. Now I'm like, you're right.
Yes, yeah, it's dope. Okay.
She said to me, we have to stop judging people for not choosing to, quote unquote, do better or be enlightened. Yeah. She said, everyone... If you believe in multiple lives and like reincarnation, obviously if you don't, that's different. But for those of us who do, she said, you make a pact with God what this lifetime is going to be for you. And some people choose a lifetime to be a study, a lesson, a journey. There's a specific thing that they're going to experience to see how they get through it. And there are other people that are like, yo, this lifetime, I just want to chill.
Right.
Because I've studied in my other 10. You know what I mean? And I just want to have fun. And she was like, and when the next time you meet that dude that's like, I don't want nothing serious, or I'm chilling. Like, she was like, don't assume he's a fuck boy. He might just be on a lifetime where he's been through so much and some others. And this one, he's chilling. He's having fun. He just wants to experience. And who are you to say that he's not learning something or not, you know, of value, or that he's like, oh, you could be so much better. You're not reaching your potential. You have no idea what he's accomplished in his other lives. And this could be his downtime.
And you also don't have to accomplish anything with him in this lifetime of yours.
Exactly.
So get out his way.
Exactly.
I agree.
And let him go have fun and you go accomplish your journey. And she said, the point is, focus on yourself.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Stop worrying about everyone else's journey.
Mind your own damn business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stop trying to drag everyone on some journey of self-reflection and growth and potential.
That's you,
and
yeah.
That's totally me.
That's on you. I mean, no, I didn't mean it like that.
No, but it
but
is,
like
it, though.
But, like, our responsibility
that's
is
one
that
of
is,
my biggest problems.
Right.
Absolutely. So,
yeah, Fran used to be big on, like, I want to help people. I'm like, girl, please.
I know. I'll be gathering all the little wounded birds into my nest.
She's like, I'm here
come,
to help.
Come on, fix your wings.
Yeah, here. Girl, you ain't got time for that. Get it together. You got bills to pay.
Right? No, it's true. And when Haz said that, there was something so charming about that. You know, about like, damn, that's an interesting way of looking at it, you know, and it made me now, the next time I see that dude, I might not assume that he's just out for, like, some crazy destruction. He might just be on a fun life path this time around. And whether you believe that or not, it will allow you to treat people a little lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the goal.
Like, judgment comes in. Just don't judge people.
There you go, Maya.
Be easy. Yeah, just let people do them and you do you. Like, their life is not your life. So focus on you, because when you realize... That's another thing, the whole shameless journey, because I was judging people on the sidelines. I'm, like, seeing all these people, like, blow up. You know, people can hate on the Kardashians all they want, but it's just, like, if you have enough energy to worry about other people and their struggles, you are clearly managing your time wrong.
Yep.
Like, you need to use that time, and it's, you know, we hear it time and time again, but literally, if you took that time and energy to put it into yourself and be the best person you could be, you'd be surprised how far you could get in this life.
Right.
Thanks once again to this week's sponsor of the Friend Zone, Casper Mattresses. I personally can't wait to receive my Casper mattress because everybody knows that I'm all about getting in the bed. Casper Mattresses combine two technologies, springy latex foam and supportive memory foam, to create an award-winning sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. Oh, yeah! Casper Mattresses are made in the U.S. of A. and have free shipping and returns to the U.S. and Canada. If you aren't satisfied with your Casper mattress, you've got a 100-day period. That's right. 100 days to return your mattress, okay? Get a Casper mattress for $500 for a twin or $950 for a king size. And you can save an additional $50 toward your Casper mattress by going to Casper.com/friend and entering offer code FRIEND. That's Casper.com/FRIEND like Dustin. Promo code FRIEND to save $50 towards your Casper purchase. Terms and conditions definitely damn apply. Don't forget. Roll on with Casper Mattresses.
Yeah.
Lay it down. Let's get back to the show.
So just don't judge people. And that's the thing.
For real. And all it takes is to have experienced somebody judging you.
Right.
Especially like early on before you like had, you know, before you had your shit together and could think about stuff. When you remember how those feelings felt, it's not cool.
Yeah.
And I just remember that. I would never like just willfully judge somebody. Mm-hmm. Well, except like, you know, like Republicans and stuff. That don't count though. You know what I'm saying?
Terracotta. Right. What'd you say? I'm fan, bro.
He's terracotta. I call Donald Trump terracotta.
Stop.
But yeah.
Terracotta.
I love conversations like these, you guys.
Right. It's so helpful.
And now
I'm curious, because one thing I know you guys will agree, speaking about God and faith online or just in general can be tricky, because Christianity is usually aligned with fanaticism and shame and sinning and, you know, being reprimanded. And so it's a very thin line. I know the times I've mentioned spirituality or God, people are just like, "Ooh, girl, like, just what's the butter that you gonna make this week?" Like, you know, like, let's not even go there. So I'm curious, now that you have this life of like ultimate faith,
mm-hmm.
and I know you're saying you're trying to figure out, you know, you're not struggling anymore, at least not the way you were. You're struggling on a new level of abundance, which is still a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you weave this conversation of God into your online persona now, because you see how much value there is in that relationship?
Well, because a lot of people keep asking me, you know, how did you get all of this? And they want, you know, a video of me explaining, like, you know, how to achieve this type of success. And at the end of the day, when I realize I don't judge people, like, I have people of all walks of life, atheists, whatever you want to name it, I have them as friends because I, like you said, perspective. I like to get perspective. I don't want to follow things blindly. But it made me realize I was judging the label of a Christian negatively, because it affected me negatively growing up. And even like the backlash that I get online when I shaved my hair off, I had a ton of people, religious people on my channel. I had Muslims, Buddhists, and Christians all leaving comments. But of all those religions, the Christians were the worst. I couldn't believe it. They were just going in saying, "I'm a disgrace. It's a shame. Your hair is your crown of glory."
Because you cut your hair.
All of that. Wow. And then the Muslim girls were like, you know, "This is why we cover our hair." And it was such a different reaction. They were more embracing and loving. I was like, man, what is up? So it made me kind of like more callous. But if I'm being honest with myself, and if I'm truly shameless, that means that I have to talk about what I do believe. And what I do believe in God. And I do believe in Jesus Christ. And
I picked up the Bible like 5 years ago now, and I read it for myself to get my own questions answered, and I got my own answers. And in reading that, I realized, no, I'm down with Jesus. And I mean, I was reading that story. I was just like, how do you make this up? I can't even fathom how to make his whole character or this story up. So that's kind of what sold me on him. And if I am a follower of Jesus in its full like capacity, then I am a Christian. But then it gets confused with all these other Christians, which I didn't want to be labeled as, right. Because I don't want to judge people. I don't want to condemn people. I don't want to quote scriptures and tell people like, this is like, take that. And I'm like, no, I'm not that. So it took me a minute to like even come to terms. And that's something I just only recently came to terms with. I went to a conference, a leadership spiritual conference last weekend, and it was so dope. It was just like a room of, not even a room, like thousands of just positive people that shared a similar belief to me. And it was just great to be around that energy. And it made me realize, again, like if I like really get in tune to what the lesson or the teaching I'm supposed to walk away with from is, that's when I kind of got my answer. Because I was like, what am I going to do with my YouTube channel? Like, I didn't mean for this to kind of get, like, I didn't mean for it to be my job, my career, and it kind of did. So what am I going to use this platform for now that I have attention? And it made me realize you should talk about the things that you believe and what saved you and what really keeps you going, because it's my faith in God that keeps me going. I would say that's the only thing that keeps me going. So if that's so important in my life, why am I not talking about it? Because I'm afraid, because I'm ashamed. And if I'm embracing the people that quote unquote live these sinful lives and I'm not judging them, why am I judging my beliefs, my own beliefs? So then I started to like talk about my relationship with God, and I'm trying to be more open with it now. On Sundays, I want to have this segment called Shameless Sundays, which I started way back when.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and it wasn't...
I've been pushing you to get it back.
Fran has been like rooting for this to come back for years. She's like, bring back Shameless Sundays.
Because it was so good.
I was like, nah. But like, that's what I mean when there's kind of people and voices kind of edging you to do something. You're gonna do it on your own time, but right. You got to take notes of like, okay, Fran said this, okay, you went to this conference and you felt this, okay, these people are saying, you know, they want you to be more, you know, vulnerable and just be more authentic, whatever that means, with them. So like taking all these things and like really getting quiet with God and being like, what do you want, what do you want me to do? Like, damn it.
Right.
Because it's frustrating. Sometimes it's just like, damn.
These
like
are the conversations I have with my penis. Stop. It's frustrating. It's like, what do you want me to do? Okay, I'm trying to get it together, and here you come. What do you want me to do? Since you're running every goddamn thing. What are we doing today? Same thing, Maya.
I understand. Feel you. I understand, feel you.
Girl. We see each other. Yes.
So yeah, I don't know. So that's where I'm going with my channel. And then ultimately, I don't want to be that person who just talks about what they believe in their faith. Like, there's some people that make a career. I mean, and that's no shade. But for me, I still want to do what inspires me, which is I love to create. I think that's what I love about YouTube. You get to create and share those ideas and imagery online. But I really want to take that to the next level and be like, girl, work with a team. Because this new chapter of my life is all about teamwork, because
team
us
Jesus.
As, well,
team
sure,
soldiers for
team
Christ.
Shameless.
But, hey, team shameless.
But like, as creatives, we can get in our own heads and do our own thing and like be the loner, be like a lone wolf and do our own thing. So if you really want to go far, you have to go with a team. You can do it alone and you can go really fast. But with, I mean, you guys have each other. Like, look how far you've come in a short amount of time too. Damn.
Right.
A year?
Right. Yeah. Shout out to us year. Breaking 3 million listens, by the way.
Hey. A million.
Okay. That's have one you, for you.
Have
one
you
for
guys
you, one
for you. Yeah, you guys watch Silicon Valley?
No, you told me to, but I still haven't watched.
Oh my God. There's this, it's so funny. The 3 comma club. I won't talk. But basically no, billionaires.
Oh, damn.
And I was like,
the 3 comma
club.
Because 1 million is 2, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, anyways, his life was devastated when he like didn't have the 3 commas and he was in the 3 comma club. I was like, shit, that's
what
such
a man.
Talk
damn.
About.
I want 3 commas.
I'm gonna be in that club. I've been talking about flying private my entire life. I don't want to just be 2 commas. I'm gonna be 3.
Fuck up some commas.
That's right. Every last one of them. Okay.
How has it affected or if it has affected your style of dress. Like when you get into conversations about God and moral codes, has it affected how you maneuver, like how you relate to people, your style of dress, even the things you're willing to participate in creatively? Like, are there certain deals you're like, I can't, God wouldn't approve? Like, has it changed your moral compass?
I've been like, you know, because I have a certain, I won't say who it is, but someone is in my life who's really challenging me with their beliefs because they're trying to live by the Bible. And I'm like, damn, like I use it as inspiration and just things to kind of question, but to live by it is, that's next level to me. So because they're on that path and it's making me think about, should I try to live more by that? Like in terms of like, cover up, don't show nothing. Like, just,
it's for your husband.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm still, like, wondering, like, how much of that to go with. But in terms of, I mean, I don't go to clubs. I'm just so tired at night.
That's some real dirty shit. But
that's the real about it. Like, do I think it's sinful to go clubbing? No. But I think it's just intentions. And I guess in my style of dress, it depends where I'm at. Like, if I'm at a church, I'm probably not going to wear my ripped up booty shorts and my my no crop
fashion
top.
Fashion Nova.
Oh, she's got a Fashion Nova outfit for this weekend.
I do.
You,
oh.
You guys have to go to Fran's Instagram. Hey, Fran, hey. And see this outfit.
I showed my, it's not like actual Fashion Nova, but we were joking because it's very Instagram boutique that I'm wearing.
Listen,
to
they don't even know what you look like for most of the time. Fran be sitting on this big, what, 43 booty?
When I
43
tell you,
inch booty?
When I tell you, like, Fran will shut shit down.
Okay.
All
and she
the way
tames
down.
It. She wears a cardigan so you can't see it.
Okay.
She
very wears, unassuming.
Like, hoodies
I'm
around.
Christian.
Yeah, but for someone
that's
who's
for my
not,
husband to
someone
see.
Who's not a quote unquote Christian, you're very, you know, that's, you're very covered.
That's actually kind of interesting because I don't know that it's like a spiritual thing, but it's just an intuitive thing. I have no desire to show my body lately, like in my 30s. When I was younger, listen, I would, my mom makes fun of me. She was like, honey, you would find a reason to wear a crop top.
Right, right.
She said, going to throw out the garbage, throw on a crop top. She said, I had crop top jackets. Crop top sweaters, like she
oh,
was like those
jacket,
abs. Yeah, like I had to show my waistline and my ass, like the proportion, like that was my sell. You know what I mean? And now
but
I think there's, I mean, I won't say there's nothing wrong with, you can show whatever the hell you want, but for me now, I'm in such a different headspace where, like, I always say it, I'd rather walk into a room and change the temperature off of straight vibes.
That's your housewives
then
intro.
Then have them break your neck to look at your booty.
Yeah, and then if you happen to see my proportion, that's just the icing on the cake.
There's your other house. That's your season two. That's your
season
two tagline. If you happen to see my proportions.
I asked that question forever ago, and we finally got the answer.
She said proportions.
Okay. But Fran, even when you cover up, like, you can't help it, Fran.
Right,
like,
you can hide but so much.
You can see that from the front.
Right. Which low-key is even sexier, right? Like, yep. like you know, a turtleneck dress, Fran.
No, but I, you know, it is interesting, though, that I'm so covered up. That my mom, Desante knows we talked about this, and my mom was, she gets so annoyed at me. She's like, you're going to be 60, your titties are going to be dragging to the floor, and you're going to look back and be like, why the fuck was
right.
I so
Yep.
Now she be running up on you with the scissors, like, here, right. I'm going to cut this shirt.
She gets so annoyed. She's like, if I had your body, listen. She said she would look back and never, ever be fully dressed. She, you know, just naked going to the bodega. Like,
naked.
So I, you know, I understand what she's saying, and I think that is funny, and you know, I'm a little bit of both. Sometimes I'll show it, sometimes I won't. Like Afropunk, I had fun with the crop top and leggings, but I don't know. Intuitively, I always want to cover up. That's just where I'm at right now.
And what about you both? Do you have conversations? And what do those conversations end up with? Like, do you ever have conversations with God?
Yeah,
and what are those
absolutely.
Conversations like?
I pray every time I eat, and full disclosure, fun fact, I've even been like in clubs before and felt
praying?
Like, let me tell you, I've been in like nightclubs before and felt like, okay, I don't know what the fuck is about to go down. So I like order my drink, and before I know it, before I take the first sip of my drink, I'll be like, thank you, God, for this. Yes. Like,
that's so
cute. I pray before I eat all the time.
Dustin holding hands with the sparkle girls. I do. Then we pray.
For real. Like, because you never know. And so, because I grew up, you know what I'm saying, in a very religious household, naturally, that's like it's just a part of my life. Like, mm-hmm. I have a relationship with God. You know what I'm saying?
That's beautiful.
Which is why I have been able to find peace with just being who the fuck I am. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that side of things. I know the other side of things. So now I've found how to like marry the, well, I haven't found, but now I'm on the way to finding how to marry the two and just exist mm-hmm. with a moral conscience and with just trying to do the right thing. That's all I want to do. And I want to do it too. So I need to work on, you know what I'm saying, where that falls too. On the list. You know what I'm saying, where it falls
that
on
makes
my plinko
sense,
board.
Though.
Yeah,
you had to feel out the other side of the spectrum to understand.
Right. And exactly. I don't want everybody thinking I've been like a Maury kid. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know,
no, we get
it's like
it.
Yeah, but
it's
like
that
I just,
yin and that yang. Like sometimes you like
you got to feel it all out
when you've been told like you know no. No matter what. And no, 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 and no again. Sometimes you have to say, okay, but what if I decided to do this? Like, can I manage this? Is this something that will really, you know, ruin my life?
Right.
And you figure it out as you go. So mm-hmm. I'm just glad that I have taken a lot of time to do research. And, you know, I feel like I'm working
field,
on a thesis.
Field work.
Field work. Okay. Market research. Target what? Demographics.
What about you, Asante?
I was just about to talk to the Lord right now. Back, Lord, if you just give me one more moment. I actually do talk to the Lord all the time. I talk out loud. I talk to myself, like, and then I talk to the Lord at various times. Like, I just try to make it like a regular thing, like. Just because I feel like people get so caught up in like, oh, it needs to be really religious when you pray, so it has to be this, or you have to like make this time. But like, as long as you're taking time for you and yourself, and you're actually having these conversations, or you're thinking these things and working through them, like you're taking that time that you need to talk to the Lord. Like you aren't just really sitting here and just being like, I'm talking to myself and I'm thinking all these bad thoughts. What's going on? There's something else there. And sometimes you may not be able to hear that because you talk to yourself so much, or, you know, you have too many other things going on blocking that out. But once you know, like, the Lord, because I told Fran once, I was like, the Lord is looking for me. Like, there was, I don't know what it was that was happening at the time. I can't even remember. But I just knew at that time I hadn't been talking to the Lord for very long. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the Lord is looking for me. Like, there are signs that keep getting put out there. These old lessons that I thought that I learned that keep coming back up. And then there would be a new lesson. I'm like, yeah, you learned part of the lesson.
Right.
Here's the rest
of
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know, you just really have to hone in on yourself. And I think that's why celibacy plays a big part in it. Because you're really, like, once you have that silence, that wholeness of self, you can listen to everything like the way that it's supposed to be. You see things clearer.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to keep your goodies to yourself.
So listen to everything the way it's supposed to be,
keep
right?
Them in the jar.
Listen to everything the way it's supposed to be.
Don't you run after
song,
we talking about
on
we
that
talking
song,
about the Lord and we not about to talk about
he
no groceries.
Who brought up supposed to be and on
no,
the song
you
they
took
literally
a clip.
Say
the
eat the booty
line.
Like groceries.
You took a clip.
So is that sex?
Listen.
Message.
Lord,
if
I...
If you're talking about celibacy,
you know
gotta
what I
eat
was talking
the
about,
like
Lord.
No, but you're right about the silence, because, like, I just think removing... Because I haven't been smoking either.
Mm-hmm.
So I remove sex, and I remove
and
smoking and drinking, and those are three big distractions for me. So think about it. If you have... Think about it in terms of 24 hours. So, you know, you're asleep for, what, 8 of those?
Mm-hmm.
And then you are doing work for a chunk of that. Then when you get home, you're going to, what, smoke? If you're in a relationship, after you smoke, you probably going to drink, have sex. So these are all times away from my silence. Like, that's a good 3-4 hours. So, you know, those are all times away from my silence and from my ability for Fran to just sit and be like, okay, how you feel today? What are you doing today? What's the goal? Did you meet X, Y, and Z that you were supposed to get accomplished? So now that literally I wake up, do my work, the rest of my day is like so open to just my thoughts. That's why, that's the key. That's exactly what it is.
Major key.
Minimize distractions, create more abundance.
So I feel like that's...
I want that on a mug or something. So
that is the key. I think that's really what it comes down to. I don't think like the actual act of sex and smoking is the sin. I think it's like how much of your day is spent with you being alone.
And the whole word sin in itself...
It's just heavy.
It's... I think people don't even know what the real definition is. And I think
I thought he meant to put something in the mail. Like, I'm going to send you a... I'm just playing.
Welcome to the friend zone, Maya.
I just think that, you know, there's these certain things that are outlined because if you do them, it will just be extra weight you have to carry. And that's fine. But it's just like, that's just something you have to carry with you. So in terms of distractions, distractions will just give you more weight and more will take you away from what you could be doing. But it's totally up to you. God's like, this is your life. That's why he made us the way he did.
That's the beauty of it. And I think that's dope. Well, I am proud of the path you've taken, what you represent.
I'm proud of you, girl. Oh, listen. She's sacrificing.
Blah, blah. Right? No, you've totally inspired me. Hopefully, people who are listening that maybe were kind of getting that voice too, but didn't really know what to make of it or how to move forward. Maybe this is the step that they needed. If you ain't thinking about this and you're like, good night, that's cool too. Like like we said, your alignment is purely your alignment. And our job is to show you different perspectives in hopes that something resonates.
There's several takeaways from this too, because you may be encouraged to pursue celibacy. You also may be encouraged to just reexamine like your priorities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like reexamine those. So I think it's very, very helpful and beneficial that you shared part in this conversation. Thank you so much, Maya.
Yes.
Thanks. Like people need to hear that.
I can't believe I came to the friend zone. I talked about my non-existent sex life.
And you know what? Not to, make light of the situation, but I feel like you touched on so many different things, like, having to look back on respectability politics when you were talking about putting the way you put yourself out on your YouTube and sharing things. And then, like, you just, and loyalty, loyalty to self, this is the fortress, okay? You have to build this fortress and work on that foundation to, really just have something. So I really appreciate you for coming.
I hope it's a foundation and not a fortress.
Right. What if it's the foundation of a fortress?
Maya's like, I want something to get in at some point.
I mean, what you gonna let them in? We gonna talk about down. But before you go, I know what's next for you.
What?
You need to make an app, right? You remember the tree app?
Listen, I got that going.
Yo, she just showed me. Maya just showed me her forest.
My forest, your tree has grown.
I'm on board now. So I have to see Maya's forest.
So you need a celibacy app, and it's gonna be a pie.
Oh.
A pie bacon. It's going to be somebody.
And how many pieces of pie did I give out?
Are you fragmenting yourself?
Well, no. See, you got to set how many days you want to be celibate or how many months or whatever. And somebody's making the pie while you celibate. And if you go in and be like, I had sex today, then the pie gets thrown on the floor or some shit. It don't get baked.
Then the piece
gets
cut.
Fuck your pie, bitch.
They throw it at the screen. So it's like they threw it in your
face. Or they show them handing the pie to some nigga, but here. And like, you just gave it away to a fuck boy.
Your pie.
That is a brilliant idea for an app. Yo, Asante, you be coming up with these good apps.
Listen, he has his firm coming soon.
Speaking of, I have speaking an announcement of manifestation. The show.
Church announcements?
Oh, are we going to do that now?
No. Well, not yet.
Sorry.
See,
I mean, you brought the friend on mine, but damn,
But before we close out, this is your platform. So those listening that are like, whoa, what's your takeaway? What are your final thoughts?
Ooh, that's a lot of pressure. Final thoughts, takeaway. I would just say take some time for yourself, like you're saying. Like, really listen to yourself and listen to the lessons that life is trying to teach you, whether you want to call it God or the universe or whoever that is to you. But I feel that there is an energy and a pull that is trying to pull you on your path, and it's up to you to decide how you get to be one with that, whether that means, cutting out these distractions, like Dustin is saying, like prioritizing. But I feel like there's so many distractions, especially in this age of social media. There's so many voices. So using apps like Forest or putting your phone on airplane mode or turning it off completely to really get silent with yourself and come to terms with, like, what do you really want? Like, being honest with yourself and finding truth in that, and then coming back into the world and doing what you got to do. I don't know if that was a takeaway. That's a long takeaway.
That's a good takeaway.
A great takeaway.
That's a sum up. Yeah.
And that's a greater way.
Right?
And and if you can in the process, like once you listen to all of that, is there something that you can sacrifice saying like, look, I'm thankful, I'm grateful. Let me give this up because I have this or I'm about to get this. Make room for that, what you're going to have coming in.
Yes.
Keep your penis. I got a loft. I got a Jeep Rubicon. I got a bank account with what? 3 commas.
Okay. Tell the people.
Thank okay. you so much,
Thank
Mari.
You for having
Thank
me. You, this is
I love
amazing.
The friend zone.
Yay,
I'm
we
so,
love
so
you.
Much, Mari.
And
yeah.
if you want to hear friends singing, I will put
girl.
A link. I'll put a link to the part where she does sing. Actually, I'm going to tweet it to the part where she drops her vocals.
This girl. So we love you so much.
I love
and
you
tell
guys
everyone
too.
Again where they can find
yeah,
your
you
work.
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube, shamelessmaya.com. Oh, shamelessmaya.com too.
Yes.
My website.
Yes.
Go to shamelessmaya.com.
That
she is
brother,
all there.
That her brother created.
My brother did
beautiful.
That.
Awesome.
He did that. Family.
Super dope.
Right?
Yay, thank you guys for having me.
Of
Thanks
course,
for coming.
We love you. This was a great episode.
Do you have any church announcements? Actually, my
Oh, yeah, true.
Do you have anything coming up where people can see you and find
share?
You soon?
Oh, actually, I just did a web series called God Complex
Ooh.
On YouTube. So, that won't be up. But if you go to my.com, shamelessmaya.com, you can press the link and it will take you to the trailer there.
Yes.
That's coming out November 1st, and we're having the premiere in Los Angeles October 28th.
Shout out to
hey.
That. Congratulations on God Complex.
Speaking of God Complex,
right?
What is my
Perfect
life?
Title.
Right. Yes.
Do you guys have any church
yeah.
announcements?
If you are listening to this episode on the Wednesday of today, that what this is supposed to
right?
be, October 5th, you can find me tonight hosting with the Fan Bros, which you heard us on last week.
Oh,
I will be
that's
hosting
right.
their party and costume contest at the gallery at Le Poisson Rouge,
Ooh.
And that is 9 p.m. to midnight, 158 Bleecker Street. I know y'all be having to work in the morning, so if I don't see you there, I won't see you there. But if I do see you there, you'll get to see what I wear. Oh, okay. What about you, friend? You got any church announcements?
I don't, actually.
Oh, Quiet Storm.
Quiet Storm.
She's got some things coming.
I'm the quiet brew right
okay.
now.
Okay, Dustin, what you work? You
oh,
got?
Oh, baby, I'm stirring the pot.
Oh, you stirring the pot, too?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Silent killers.
And in the meantime,
internet.
You can find us October 13th.
14th.
October 14th. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Fran. See how she holds me down. You can find us October 14th in Chicago. I will be in White Sox apparel because I learned my lesson. So,
what did you wear the last time?
Well, it was what I was going to wear this time.
Oh,
I asked everybody
sure,
if
damn.
I should wear, I wanted to wear some Chicago
you
shit.
That, right?
yeah. yeah. So I wanted to wear Chicago, either Cubs or White Sox. They got me all the way together really quick. And let me know, you're going to be on the South Side, and the Cubs owner gave some money to the Trumps. That's all they needed to say. I was like, oh, you can delete the tweet. I wasn't wearing shit. I'm lit socks,
right?
White socks.
Yeah.
So there we go. See you guys in Chicago and see you in D.C.
Yeah,
yes.
See you in the sea. The sea.
The sea.
Under
accent,
the sea.
Right? My accent
Under
came
the
out.
Sea.
See you in the sea. So we'll be in D.C. December 3rd. That's a Saturday. Is it 3rd or 4th?
December 3rd.
December 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us
We'll be
swapping.
In D.C. December 3rd. And
That's
I remember because it's the day before Jay-Z's birthday.
All
wow.
These, all these dates. If you were confused about any of the dates, don't forget to log on to thefriendzonelive.com where you can find the tickets. So
yes.
you can keep up with us that way. Oh, and last but not least, if you are an artist, a musician of sorts, we are looking for people at Pompette to perform. So
oh.
Pompette Wine Shop, 420 Lenox Avenue.
Support
back
Harlem.
Store. Support Harlem. We're linking up. We want to start, giving artists a platform, and you're going to be able
Yay.
To perform at the shop. You know, we want to do long-term collaborations with people. So stop by on Wednesday. Actually, stop by and see any of them niggas. They know a sign. They know me.
Shout out to Pompette Wine Shop.
Yeah,
in Mosello.
That's a really,
yes.
really
yes.
awesome
Leave
idea.
Leave a CD or something. Rap for them if you want to. I know all of them. We're about to do something really big for Harlem coming soon. So. Just look out for us.
Yay.
Dope.
This was a great, great, great episode.
Yes,
Thank
it
you
was.
Again, Maya.
Thank you,
we love
Maya.
You.
Coming, Maya.
Thank you,
Yay.
Maya.
Thank
yes.
you for flying out here just to do our show.
And thank you for everyone listening. We
yes.
love you guys so much, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Protect your magic. Don't forget that today's episode of The Friend Zone is brought to you by HBO's Insecure, featuring our favorite awkward black girl, Issa Rae. Modern-day black women are usually portrayed as strong, confident, and flawless, as Fran said before. But don't forget, Issa and Molly are not killing it. I'm not going to reread this ad. I'm just going to tell y'all that y'all need to watch the show because it's funny as hell. I got to preview it, and you're going to enjoy it. If you enjoyed Awkward Black Girl, if you enjoy anything that you've heard of any of these people associated with, you know that you're going to love it. We said it's funny, so just go on ahead and watch that shit. If you don't watch it, you're going to end up with a broken pussy. That's for people that have seen it already. If you haven't seen it, you're not going to get it. So make sure you watch it so you know what I'm talking about. Don't forget, Sunday, October 9th at 10:30 Eastern and Pacific for the series premiere of Insecure, exclusively on HBO. Thanks again.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.